Bob Entie is a man I've wanted to meet since I first heard about his love of port wine. Now, this is the fortified wine that can age for decades. It's usually pulled out for celebrations, but rarely is it collected the way Bob does it. He's not a wealthy man, but I understand that he's amassed hundreds of precious bottles. Bob, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, how many bottles of port do you have?
Every year I do an inventory. I think it's around 1,100 right now.
What is the draw?
How do you explain a love? It just happened.
How did it happen?
I was in a Spanish or Mexican restaurant somewhere around the McDougal Street area, somewhere in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Was looking for some after-dinner wine or something. And I saw port, and I remember it clearly. It was a 63 Sandeman vintage bottle, and it was spectacular. Fell in love with it on the spot.
So did you start collecting right at that moment?
No, because it was so cheap at the time. I remember very clearly that we could find bottles of 63 Sandeman for $20 a piece.
And that's a pretty good vintage, from what I gather.
It is. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd probably pay $150 or $200 for it now.
Wow.
And then the economics of port slowly dawned on me, which is you really can't have good port at a reasonable price unless you buy it when it's produced.
Uh-huh.
And lay it down.
So you started sort of investing in port then?
Exactly.
Port's really sweet. So, I mean, do you drink port with all kinds of food, or do you usually have it at the end of a meal?
Oh, anytime.
You're an equal opportunity port drinker, right?
Absolutely. The only problem with drinking port, and it's a rule I have, is you can't open a bottle unless there are at least three people around. Good ports don't last very long sitting in a bottle. So a 25-year-old port might last a day or two at its peak flavor, where it oxidizes and the flavor goes downhill. And two people splitting a port is just not something I really want to participate in.
So what's the oldest bottle you've got?
A 33, a Croft 33.
And what makes this one special, other than its age?
That's it. It's actually, I bought two of them, and the first one I had, it was pretty awful.
Ah.
It has long since been hit its prime. It was like a mediocre sherry.
All right, so what's the one that you think at this moment may be the most phenomenal that you'll drink?
Oh, that's simple. It's hands down, it's the 55 Taylor. Taylor Fladgate and Yeadman. Oh, it is what I consider a perfect port.
And what is a perfect port?
It's a mixture. It's a balance. It's an interesting balance. I think of it as a triangle between the tannins, the sweetness, and the heat of the alcohol. And the 55 Taylor is just a perfect isosceles of a triangle. It's not too hot. It's got fruit. It's got the sweetness there. The heat is there but not predominant.
Uh-huh.
And the tannins still in balance with the fruit. Really a wonderful bottle.
Is there, in your estimation, an affordable sort of starter port?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The late bottle vintages are all eminently drinkable and all have the port characters.
So when you say late bottle, you mean recent vintages.
So there are a number of types of port. There's not a oneness in port. There's a vintage port, which I suspect makes up 1%, 2%, or 3% of the total production.
Right.
And that's what I collect. It's stuff that you lay down, improves with age. There's something called the late bottle vintage, which sits in the casks in their aging vessels for 18 months or 2 years or 3 years or longer.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the qualities of port, but it isn't a blended port like the rubies or the tawnies. The rubies and the tawnies always taste the same. They're like a blended whiskey. Their tasters are going after a particular taste profile.
Right.
Which is usually good, but I like the variations of the ports, tasting the different ports.
Mm-hmm.
And the late bottle vintages are inexpensive enough. They're usually under 20. And have that variation that I prefer.
And that'll be on the label, late bottle.
Yeah, it'll say late bottle vintages or LBV.
That's great.
I wouldn't say they're hard to find, but they're not easy to find.
Okay, but these are things we can also lay down.
They don't really improve with age, no.
Okay, so we just have to drink it right away.
You have one now and you have one later.
I wish I lived near you. I have a feeling I could catch some good port from you.
Well, and what I've consciously tried to do is get rid of the pretentiousness of port. That was the only thing that I didn't like about it. There's a, you know, old English manor house sort of thing that goes around with port. And I've tried to kill that off with my monthly port and poker games. Just a group of friends who get together once a month, and we open 2 to 3 bottles, depending on how many people are there, and sample it and discuss it and play poker.
Oh, that's a great idea. Bob, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bob Entia is a port collector on the East Coast.